It's for our good.
Woo!
Amen. Jesus! He even tell you, that's not right.
He's a keeper.
Sister Mary, you know, too much mouth. Get in line. Get in kingdom of line. Okay.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We are in chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. The Holy Spirit is a person.
Yes, he is.
And this is my favorite thing to teach about. Nothing intrigued me after the blood of Jesus like the Holy Spirit.
Jesus, that's good.
And when I saw that he could guide us in all truth, I got interested. Because I had questions I wanted answered, and I believe the Lord put that in me. I was born with that.
Amen.
And then I was born again.
Amen.
And so.
And then you were what?
Born again.
Born again. I like that. I like that.
And the Holy Spirit is emotional. That part 2 is talking about the emotional responses of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't just, when I in relating to him, I can tell some things. I can tell when he's grieved. I can tell when he's pleased.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell when he want to talk. I can tell when, he's a person.
Uh-huh.
And he'll relate to you. And he's practical. Now, sometimes people come to God thinking God is a certain way based on religious tradition. You know, sometimes people look at God as if he's human kings. Human kings, you have to make an appointment. You might not get one. And if you do, it's going to be brief. And he's not going to spend time. You know, if somebody say, I had a meeting with the king or the president, you know, like,
you ain't gonna hardly have that.
You know, you'll have but a few moments. Mm-hmm. And then so you talk to the president, and they can remember everything that president said or king said.
The president don't even remember them.
And no, he can't.
I didn't know before, but God knows.
Yeah.
That is so true.
And God wants to talk.
Amen.
He looks at you as his child.
That's good. That's good.
Now,
family.
When my children come around, I'm happy. I'm glad.
Yes,
I just love when they come around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my son, Shayna graduated yesterday from UAB.
Oh, wow.
And I went to the graduation, and I'm looking for her. And I know what color her hair is. You know, you can barely see her from a few hundred feet. And I looked at all the girls that had hair like hers, and I knew her by her mannerisms. The
Whoa.
Way she would move ahead and,
Whoa.
You know, her mannerisms. I knew that's Shayna right there. and plus, she, on the top of her, she decorated her cap, you know. And I couldn't see her face when she came around and went up there. Her back was to me. And then they called her name. And that was her. But God loves us. He knows our mannerisms. He knows us.
Yes.
And he wants to talk to us.
Yes.
Now, this is the other motivated thing I found out. The Lord will draw out the deep resources that he already put in you. And he'll cause everybody who go in his presence and talk about things that the Lord is saying, they always, 100% of the time, they always have something unique, a unique insight. If people that are charging in the Word of God, they love God's Word, they always have they say the same scripture, they can quote it. And when they talk about what the Holy Spirit shared to them, just the way that they observe it, it's always a fresh insight on
Amen.
That scripture.
Amen.
That's why I like to see people draw near to the Lord. We are missing out. If one person don't draw near to the Lord and let the Lord train him or her, the whole body's missing out on something. Because what we speak in this world, the way we live, the insight we receive, we live it. If that's missing, it's missing. And it's not going to come through somebody else. So what the Lord give me and what I share, that's just one person. I'm just one of the many. Anybody can do this. You don't even have to be a preacher. You don't have to have the fivefold ministry. In fact, anybody that when people come to church and they hear the pastor or the prophet or the apostle or whoever speaking, when they leave, they're couriers of the very same message. They're going to take the message to other people, even though they're not called to do that office. They still share the same message. So the Lord doesn't like to waste things. He wants to use everything
Amen.
That he has. And he only uses what we yield to him and apply by faith. Everything is by faith. Everything you learn from the Holy Spirit, you speak it by faith.
Amen.
Just like you speak his word by faith, you speak what he relate to you by faith. You have to believe it. So, now I like what she said. I'm going to read a portion. She said, I would hate to live life without expressing emotion. To some people, expressing emotion is a sign of psychological imbalance, a display of weakness. And they especially condemn emotion related to religious experience. Although they declare it unhealthy to express emotion in religious experiences, these same people think nothing of getting angry with someone or of expressing delight when they receive a gift. So emotions can be healthy. They don't have to be negative. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit is emotion. And one time I was afraid, and I could tell he didn't like it. So I worked on it. Mm-hmm. Now, in his presence, you see things the way they are. Mm-hmm. So when you go in his presence, you can just like you're evaluated. Not bad. You'll see the good, and you'll see things you need to work on. And so the emotions can be good. And she talked about pent-up emotions, how it's not healthy for a person to have pent-up emotion. Well, you don't have to. Everything you go through, every emotion you can have, the Holy Spirit has a grand solution. Now, some things aggravate you. People say, speak rudely, it can cause you to want to flare up and speak out like Mary was saying. Mm-hmm. Or... Now, when I went to the Holy Spirit, I said, "Well, Lord, how do I?" When I was asking him how do I love people? I wanted him to help teach me how to love people. I found out you can use situations to God's advantage. You can use it to your advantage. If somebody's frustrated, the Proverbs say, "A soft answer turns away wrath."
Amen.
So he can show you how to help them in their need. If somebody's expressing bitterness or frustration or depression, they have a need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're mad at you, you can respond. Your response can help them heal. So,
that's good.
Emotions
so
can be
good.
Only the Holy Spirit will show you how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't show me this ahead of time. It happened over time, in when people have need. And then I would always, you know, I saw the pattern when he gave me strength not to fight. I didn't want to fight the guy, you know, and he strengthened me. He said, "Everlasting love, the love of man, whether he does you good or evil." I knew he was with me. So in a surprise situation, I just yield to the Lord, and he'd give me wisdom, and I speak in wisdom, and it would counter the negative emotions with a positive.
Whoa, that's good.
And it takes the pressure off your life.
That's good.
See, we're vessels. A vessel, you can receive and give and learn in the middle. I receive from the Lord. He give me what to speak, and then I learn from it. I say, that was so cool.
Said,
that was so cool.
Said it takes the pressure off your life.
Yeah.
And when you have the pressure off your life, you walk in that love because it's not the pressure on you wanting you to hit back. You don't have that pressure of wanting to say something. You don't have that pressure, even though you're quiet, that you don't like this person.
Yeah.
But it takes all the pressure off you, and you can hear from the Holy Spirit and know what's right.
And it grieves not the Holy Spirit.
And it grieves not the Holy Spirit. That's even better.
And, you know, you can't be in a situation that the Holy Spirit can't move. The night he called me to preach, he gave me a dream. In the dream, I saw Funzie from Happy Days.
You saw what?
Funzie. You know, Arthur Funzarelli from Happy Days.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now, he was he was known as being cool. Nothing bothers him. He always, you know, he always knew what to do. Uh-huh. He wouldn't always do what was right, but he didn't let things get to him.
Right.
That's what the Lord, he showed me Fonzie. So I'm like, and I was speaking to him, you know, I was about to speak and I was nervous, then I saw him. And he just looked at me like, what's wrong? it was a word picture to me. Mm-hmm. So when I started ministering, I was able to be cool. Just let it. Yeah. No harm, no foul. You can minister what God gives.
Only the Holy Spirit goes to those degrees.
Yeah.
He's up us in our own way. You know, we have children. We know we have to work with them in different ways. We don't work with all our children in the same way. And that's what the Holy Spirit does.
Yes. Yeah. And eventually I saw him at a car show. I wished I could have just had time to tell him that, but I didn't. I just waved in. But I saw Fonzie at a car show in Birmingham. But when you're in a situation, you got a confrontation, the Holy Spirit is on the inside. And you can receive from him and relay whatever he gives you, whatever thought, whatever mannerism, sometimes just to listen, the wisdom will be there. And you yield to it by your faith. Mm-hmm. And it makes the difference. Now, different things grieve the Holy Spirit. Look at a few highlights. Negative responses. You can grieve the Holy Spirit. Like when the time I got in fear, I grieved. I could tell he was grieved. And I said, I got to work on this.
Mm-hmm. And because you want it to please him.
Yeah.
Because you wanted that relationship to be intimate. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They knew if because you feel that great, you would respond for your good to get you out of fear.
Yeah.
So
I knew he loved me, but I knew I grieved him. So mm-hmm. I said, well, Lord, I want you to teach me how to, you know, I always ask him to teach me things and show me how I can get it. And in all the scriptures I can find, I receive it. You put the word in your heart. The 10 virgins, 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. Mm-hmm. The ones that were wise, they kept oil in their lamp. Mm-hmm. You have to keep enough word in your heart to live the light of God's word. That's basically what it's saying. Now, that Jesus, I used to wonder, what is the oil? What is the lamp? And Jesus explained one or two parables to his disciples. But the one that he explained first, he said, this is the parable of the sower. He said, if you don't understand this parable, how can you understand all parables? So the interpretation of all parables is the same interpretation of the sower, the parable of the sower. So he wasn't talking about oil and light naturally. He was talking about the word in the light of God's way. The world system it works to pull the word out of you. Mm-hmm. To remain wise, I've done it both ways. I tried to do what was right, and you use the word of God that's in your heart to live. Mm-hmm. It's like a charge. You're like a battery. The word is like a charge. Mm-hmm. Through the course of life, you're using the word of God. If you don't put it back, it won't be there. And if it's not there, you can't live by faith. If you can't live by faith, you can deny Jesus. And if you replenish, if you keep oil in there, you can live. This is our method of pleasing the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Receive his word in the heart and life won't be a problem. And the Holy Spirit will illuminate your heart and you'll have faith for that word.
Yes.
All right, we'll cover those next week.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Bring your books. It's important that you bring your books because we are studying attributes.
Uh-huh. And to make a long story short, to help me to go forward, the Lord would show me needs that people had. And then I could help them by faith. Because he'd give me what to do. I believe it. You have to believe what the Holy Spirit said, just like you believe the word. I fill my heart with God's word. He put it together. I speak it or live it by faith, and it always works.
Amen.
All right. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Lord, bless us to go forward in you, doing all that's in your heart, relaying your word to people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Have a good apostle.